I'm Joe Palca reporting. A woman wailing over the death of a loved one as Nigeria's Boko Haram Islamic extremists attacked two villages on the outskirts of the northeastern city of Maiduguri late Sunday, killing at least 15 people. A military spokesman reported that Boko Haram militants tried to enter the city of Maiduguri, the provincial capital of Borno State, but army soldiers repelled them, gunning down six armed insurgents and seven suicide bombers. South Africa state broadcasters, in another story, says Winnie Mandela, the prominent anti-apartheid activist and the ex-wife of Nelson Mandela, has passed away. She was 81. Mrs. Mandela was married to Nelson Mandela from 1958 to 1996. While Mr. Mandela was in prison throughout most of their marriage, Mrs. Mandela's own activism against the apartheid regime led to her being imprisoned for months and years under house arrest. Her political activism was marred by a kidnapping and assault conviction in 1991. Syria state media said Monday the largest rebel group in the eastern Ghouta suburb of Damascus began evacuating the last part of the area still under rebel control. Recapturing Douma would put eastern Ghouta fully back under control of President Bashar al-Assad's government for the first time since 2012. Sarikas Kasargian is a Syrian political analyst and talks about the secretive nature of the talks.
All the speech between both sides, Jaish-e Islam and Syrian government, is not direct. It's not going face to face. So this is why I think that they tried to keep it secretly.
This is VOA News. Israel says 10 of the 15 Palestinian protesters killed by Israeli